Now, Alan was telling me today about the Olympic torch. It's being lit today?
Yeah. The torch is being lit. The torch is born today.
Where?
In Olympia.
Kensington?
No. In Greece. Cool. The Mount Olympia. And what they do is they get the sun's rays and they light a fire in Olympia. Uh-huh. And then the torch will be lit.
Whoa, back up there, Sparky. They do what? Light a fire from the rays of the sun.
Yes.
And if that doesn't work...
Of course they do!
Do they not put some petrol on it?
Let me show you.
Fire lighters.
Am I the only one who's like... Look, and I'll go with tradition. I'll play along with a joke. Mm. But, like, I've never believed this whole Olympic torch thing. It's like an unwritten, unspoken rule. You just don't... We all know, right? But we just don't talk about it.
Shall I read you what this says?
Hang on. Because the thing is, but you know the way they have those gas effect fires now, which are very realistic?
Right.
And they look...
Yes.
Why could you not have a gas torch with a little switch on it and there it would look like a real flame and you just turn it off at night?
You absolutely could.
I'm all for playing along. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to poo-poo the party, right? But they light it from the rays of the sun? Mm. Do me a favour.
By a high priestess who captures the morning sun's rays in a parabolic mirror.
Yeah, you're talking parabolics.
No. There's a photo here and everything. The torch then does a week tour around Greece, and then next week...
When you say a week tour, is it like a bit rubbish?
No, a really disappointing
week on the road.
They're only out for 20 minutes a day because of the rain.
They turn up 2 hours late and they do 20 minutes and then they go somewhere else.
At 11:30...
We're going to go down the high street and back again. Well, that's rubbish. It's a week tour.
No, it takes place at 11:30 this morning.
And what, UK time?
UK time. Right. Oh, no, sorry, local time. So 10:30 here.
Yeah.
And then it goes around for 7 days, not week, 7 days around Greece. And then we'll be flown over to the UK next week at the same time that we'll
And does
be
it
doing.
Remain lit while it flies?
Yes, it does.
Oh, of course it does.
I've asked these questions and I've been told.
But you know, it makes no sense because you're not allowed to have a lit flame on an aircraft.
It has a lid over it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, does it?
I mean, I did ask, what about oxygen?
Hang on, Alan, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Now that you've read that a high priestess gets a fire burning from the rays of the sun by capturing it, how much now do you believe that that torch is lit as it flies here?
Do you want to see the photo?
Go on.
Let's have a look.
That's the photo. BBC News online has got the photo and a story about this.
Is there a photo of the high priestess?
High priestess right here. Come and have a look.
Well, whatever.
Take that, non-believers.
Oh, yeah. She's like lighting it in a wok.
Well, it's a parabolic mirror.
It's like a wok.
And then the Chris Moyles show will be keeping an eye on the torch as it does its tour around the UK. Whatever that may mean.
I hope this rain doesn't put it out when it gets over here.
I'm going to find out whether it stays lit when it's on the plane.
Look.
Because I think it does. I want to believe these people.
I'm happy to play along with the whole Olympic torch business. Mm-hmm. Read out word for word again. I want to hear this high priestess thing. This is hilarious. Yep. But no one seems to be going, yeah, right. I take it you just play along.
Well, it started like a long
time. Is it like on X Factor when they get on the singing competition, when they get all the contestants out? And we all know the contestants mime, but it never gets mentioned. It's that, isn't it? We all know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They know that we know, and we know that they know that we know. But we know. We all agree, we just don't mention
it. It's a great unspoken. No.
Do you know what? Are you just negative
today? We're not negative.
I think that's positive.
I don't. You're basically saying that what people are saying are lies.
No.
I don't believe that. I want to believe this.
I mean, as you say, the Olympics have been going for years, hasn't it? And this is the way that they've always done it. Before they had lighters and matches and things.
Exactly. They would have
lit it off the solar heat of the sun's rays.
All right. Let's get this right. The flame is kindled by a high priestess who captures the morning sun's rays in a parabolic mirror.
Yeah.
Don't laugh.
What does that even mean?
It means there's a parabolic mirror, which is a half circular mirror, and that gets the sun's rays.
It's like a shiny wok.
No, I'll tell you what it's like.
It's just like burning insects with a magnifying glass.
Yes, well, not insects, but you have a magnifying glass.
Well, no, when you were a kid and you don't know any better.
Or leaves.
And you can get paper.
No, you deal with like ladybirds, they hate it.
Stop it!
What?
Don't talk about killing insects.
It's not any ladybirds, you're not going to go to jail. Like, they're not the RSPCA you're going to be on me, is it?
They have feelings.
I'm not going to go to court for killing ladybirds.
I actually quite like ladybirds. More so than other insects.
Sorry, Ali, you were saying.
So this paper, you know how you can light paper by putting magnifying glass over it? So that's the same effect. And you'll put the torch
How many
in the
times
middle.
When you're a kid do you get like a magnifying glass and try and burn something? And you're there for ages, it doesn't work. This poor cow's going to be there for like a month. By the way, what happens if it's cloudy? What if it's a crappy day in Greece?
It's Greece. It's never cloudy.
No, it is. They don't always have sun in Greece. Sometimes
she's down hands and knees with a wok with a mirror on the bottom of it going, this is a nightmare.
Alid, I went to Zante for a week. We had 3 days of cloud.
They would have thought of this. There would be a plan B. Do you believe
there's only one torch?
No, I know there are. Am I allowed to say that? I know there's one torch.
I think the Olympic torches are like Mickey Mouse.
But they're a backup. Disney. I was told there are backup flames.
It's a box of flames.
There are several flames lit from the same place and all five flames are then flown
together.
So
who looks after the other four when they're burning
away? Well, the organisation, people around this.
So again, they've got to take care of this lit flame they've got to go to the toilet with it. They've got to come back and they've got to sit and have their lunch with it.
Maybe.
Go to bed with it.
I mean, I don't know the logistics, but I like the sentiment. These flames from the mountain.
But it's quite a commitment. I mean, it's more of a commitment than having a puppy.
It is. Keeping it lit at all times. And then it will continue from Greece over to Britain for next weekend and then round the UK up until the Olympics at the end of July. It's amazing.
Mm. You know, they're very trusting. You know, bearing in mind, you know what we're like in the UK? We've all got a strange sense of humour and a lot of us are very clumsy. You know, I just can't. You know, that torch hits anywhere near Leeds. You can just see someone for a laugh taking it down the boozer and having a few pints with it and handing it round everyone in the car park while they're taking pictures.
Yeah.
Someone comes out on a stag do with a fire extinguisher. Whoa-hey! They're like, no, get off you! And someone accidentally then puts it out and they're like, oh no, quick, get that wok with a mirror. We need to capture the sun's rays and get it relit before anyone notices.
These are modern day issues that probably weren't apparent in the old days of Olympia.
Mm. Well, anyway, the Olympic torch is... Somebody said if the flame goes out, they have to go back to Greece to relight it.
Well, I was told they already have the flames.
What, in a box? They've got standby flames?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because their flames are different to our flames.
Listen, are you saying I'm naive?
No, we're not saying you're naive. Although, to be fair, Alan,
even though naive's not an actual word.
It is.
It's not in the dictionary.
To be fair...
I will Google it.
Alan,
it's not...
To be fair, you had a friend called Owen Money, right? And you only realised after 12 years that it was a fake name.
Or Sandy Beach.
Are you kidding me? We've got a friend, the guy who makes all the jingles for the Chris Moyle show is called Sandy Beach. That's his name. Alad has known him for a decade. 10 years. 10 years Alad knew him for. And we were talking one day about the fact that he sometimes has trouble when people go, your name is Sandy Beach? Really? And Alad goes, why, what's the problem? And we all looked at Alad and we went, what do you mean, what's the problem? Because of his name. I don't get it. 10 years he's known him. And we all look at Alad and about 10 seconds of silence goes by before Alad goes, Sandy Beach! Oh, never know. 10 years he's known him. 10 years!
Yeah. And by the way, that's not a coincidence.
What does that mean?
Well, the Sandy Beach...
He changed his name to be Sandy Beach.
Yes, he did.
He did, good. I'm just checking, yes.
Yeah, because he used to be called Sandy Palm Tree.
Oh, stop it now.
He did? Mm. He used to hate it. Because people would always spell it wrong. They spell it like
P-A-R-M and it's P-A-L-M.
Do you know what?
P-A-R-M?
You know what threw me? Is his surname is B-E-E-C-H.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he's not going to spell it like an actual Sandy Beach. That would be stupid.
That's a clever bit.
Anyway, fingers crossed when the Olympic torch lands in the UK and everything is fine, then we'll do our big dance at event and it's all going to be great so you can listen in. Do you know what's happening on Radio 1 for the rest of today, Dave?
I'd like to find out, please.
All right, well, let's find out by asking the one and only, Alad Haydon-Jones, what is happening on Radio 1 for the rest of today. Alad!
Today on BBC Radio 1 at 10 o'clock, it's Fern Cotton.